Friday, May 30, 2008. From Creamy Media in Johannesburg, I'm Guy Copens. Making headlines today. On the last day of public hearings arranged by the National Energy Regulator of South Africa into Eskom's application for a massive 60% upward revision in its tariffs for 2008 and 9, Eskom CEO Jacob Marocha said that South Africa's state power utility was spending 23 million rand every working hour and thus urgently required certainty on the composition of the funding mix for its 343 billion rand capital program between tariff increases and injection from its shareholder and borrowings. He noted that 254 billion rand of the total expected investment over 5 years had already been approved by the utilities board, while contracts worth 83 billion rand had already been placed with suppliers. During the 2008 and 9 financial period alone, the utility would spend a record 46 billion rand. NERSA will make its final determination on June 18.
Capital expenditure since 2004, 54.6 billion. Budget for this year, 46 billion. And when you calculate it, it's average 23 million per working hour.
Petrochemicals Group, Sasol, announced on Thursday the names of 50 black economic empowerment groups, including suppliers, customers and union investment companies, that have been selected to participate in its massive 28 billion rand broad-based Inzalo empowerment transaction. A total of 19 broad-based BEE groups and 31 other BEE groups had accepted the invitation to participate out of an initial list involving 486 organizations. The single largest participant with exposure to 820 million rand Sasol shares was announced to be Abrina, a group established by Sasol's retail convenience center franchisees. The total share value to be acquired by the selected groups was valued at 4.2 billion rand based on Sasol's market capitalization as of May 27. Aluminium producer Rio Tinto Alcan on Thursday indicated that it expected its Kucha aluminium smelter to only come online in 2012. Rio Tinto Alcan Aluminium CEO Dick Evans said that South Africa's power constraints meant that the energy-intensive project on the country's southeast coast had been temporarily suspended. The company, which inherited the $2.7 billion project when it bought Canadian aluminium producer Alcan, originally planned to bring the new smelter online in two phases between 2010 and 2014. Also making headlines, South Africa must boost agriculture to ease current food price hikes. NERSA settles into deliberation mode after intensive hearing process. Western Cape signs deal on second 80 megawatt wind farm. 42 million rand medical aid project for South African mine workers unveiled. Australian explorer raises stakes in South Africa PGM project and Lerala diamond mine to start production by end of June 2008. In political news, Bush to send top officials to UN food summit. Mugabe buys 600,000 tons of maize from South Africa to ease food shortages ahead of June 2007 election. McCain and Obama try to redraw the political map ahead of election. And UN Security Council to tackle Sudan and Somalia on Africa trip. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.